message.
We have all been there, setting an ambitious goal and then fixating on a specific means of achieving it, blinding ourselves to other potential paths forward. In my work, I see this all the time. In our minds, the method becomes the goal itself, rather than simply one possible avenue for getting us where we ultimately want to go. This conflation of means and ends, that can lead to wasted effort, suboptimal results, and a loss of perspective on what really matters. It causes us to become overly attached to a particular approach, and it narrows our field of vision, and it makes us inflexible. Rather than objectively evaluating the pros and cons of various strategies, we get locked into a certain mindset and just stubbornly stick to it, even when the evidence suggests that a pivot may be a better idea. Listen, a classic example in today's social media-driven world is aspiring for a huge follower account as a goal in itself, rather than seeing it as merely one potential means to a different end. Getting 1 million followers, for example, on Instagram or YouTube. Now, that may seem like a paramount achievement, and it is. It's a badge of credibility and influence, but unless you take a step back and examine why you want that many followers in the first place, you may be working toward an arbitrary and unsatisfying destination. So you have to ask, is your underlying goal to land sponsorships and paid promotions from brands that are eager to leverage your reach? Is it to make money directly from your content by converting a fraction of those followers into paying customers or subscribers? Is it to gain notoriety and social clout that can then be converted into other opportunities? Or is the huge follower count an end unto itself, a metric to be optimized simply because we've been conditioned to view it as the ultimate sign of online success? By mistaking the means for the end, we blind ourselves to other viable paths that could get us to the same place or an even better place. Perhaps we could land lucrative sponsorships or monetize our content with a smaller but hyper-engaged following, or maybe getting featured on a few major media outlets or going viral a couple of times would give us a similar level of reach and notoriety through different means. If we get fixated on one particular means, like a million followers, we fail to creatively explore other, possibly more efficient or effective paths to our desired outcome. This tendency to confuse means and ends, it doesn't only apply to the shallow world of chasing internet fame and fortune. It can happen in any domain when we set lofty goals but then become overly prescriptive about how we are going to achieve them. Want to get in great shape? We may zero in on a specific workout regime or a diet plan when a completely different approach may actually be better suited to our lifestyle and our preferences. Hoping to be a successful entrepreneur, we may fixate on a particular business idea or funding path while other models are just being overlooked. The solution is to always be clear about our true underlying objectives and motivations when we are setting those goals. We need to ask ourselves, what is the essence of what I am really trying to accomplish? Now, once we have clarity around our actual desired ends, we can hold our means for achieving them more loosely. We can objectively evaluate multiple potential paths, picking the one that is the most promising or appealing based on our unique situation, rather than just getting blinded by a single approach. The path is not the destination. So stay focused on that destination and adjust that path as needed, and avoid the trap of mistaking the means for the end.